Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Halfway through our first show of the work week, and it feels like it's been 5 minutes flying because there's so much to talk about. And I'm not even sure I've gotten to every playoff game. No, I'm sure I haven't. But most of them, I hit all four of them, at least with highlights and reaction from Saturday. And we've definitely talked about all four basketball on Sunday, as well as the hockey. I've at least mentioned every single one of the teams that played this weekend and definitely have mentioned all the series. So I'm doing my absolute best. But there is some other huge news that I woke up to on Friday that I'm still digesting. And I'm sure, even though football is not front and center, a lot of you are still asking questions about the move the Dallas Cowboys just made. So we'll get to that coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's our phone number. And you're also finding us on our social media sites to send your candidates for Man Crush Monday. So we haven't done this in a while, but it's playoffs. It's our first Monday, Sunday night into Monday of the postseason, the spring postseason. And so MCM needs to reappear right about now. Except I think the leader in the clubhouse is a baseball player, actually, which is kind of funny. Anyway, Bartolo Colon at 44 years old, who takes a perfect game into the eighth inning. I feel like he definitely deserves to be in the conversation, if not the front runner right now. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and again, send your hashtags MCM, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It finds me inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Let's quick talk to Dustin, who's in Charlotte. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Amy, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to it every night. Coming home, I work at a sports bar, bartend, so I'm up late.
So you've been busy this weekend, too.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm so glad the playoffs are here for hockey and basketball.
Agreed.
Basketball is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
So I'm a homer. Charlotte's not in it, so that sucks. But
wait, just out of curiosity, how do you feel about the Hornets making a coaching change?
I think it's good. I think with the coaching change, I think he takes a lot of heat. That's a Jordan ran team, so Jordan's the guy you need to look at. But he owns the team, so you're not. That's it.
Yeah, the shadow's always going to be there for sure.
Yeah, they need somebody that'll say no to them and do their job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the Celtics, that's the reason I love basketball. That's the reason I'm happy the playoffs are here. The clutch factor of basketball is amazing. You got games where people are firing the threes back and forth, especially at the end, and overtime happens in 0.5 seconds, I think it was, for that last shot.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
But I know.
I wanted to show some appreciation to the show and say thanks, because you make my nights a little bit better.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I'm surprised. Well, maybe not surprised, but when I get done doing a ton of sports for hours and hours, and essentially my work day started at 1 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday afternoon, I kind of need a break. So on my way home in the morning, I don't do a whole lot of sports listening. Sometimes I check out our local New York affiliate only because I like who the host is. But other than that, I'm like listening to a podcast or I'm listening to the news because I need a break from it. But you don't mind more sports, huh?
Well, that's not all I talk about at work.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was a sports guru before I got that job. It helps me with that job, so why change?
Did you say you were a sports guru?
Yeah, I love it. You know, I was all about it.
What makes one a guru?
I have no idea.
Well, whatever. If you're self-described and you're comfortable with that, man, then own it.
Yeah, sure thing.
No, it's good. Thanks, Dustin. Happy to keep you company.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye. I mean, if you want to be like Paul George and give yourself a nickname, then you go ahead. You go on with your bad self. And so we've got Paul George, playoff P, and we've got Dustin in Charlotte, who is a sports guru. I mean, we all need a few more sports gurus in our lives. We just need gurus in general. Forget sports. Everybody needs a guru. So maybe Dustin will be our sports guru here on After Hours.
Hey, P, they said I got to come off the bench.
I still love that. Every time I see Carmelo make comments since he joined the Thunder, I cannot help but think of that original press conference where not only did he got asked a question about whether or not he'd be comfortable doing a different role, like potentially coming off the bench, and his response was so incredulous, like, what? And he just started laughing. It's the best Melo press conference ever. So now every time I see him answer a question, I can't take it seriously because he was stunned by the idea that he would have to come off the bench. You know, Father Time happens to everyone, but not yet to Melo. Yeah, so I don't even know how I got on that rant. Oh, it's Isaac's fault because he dropped in some Melo audio. Where was I going before that, though? That's the problem. You just got me completely sidetracked. It was something to do with playoff nicknames and gurus and okay, good. Now we're just period stop, the end of that sentence. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So the story of my Friday was kind of a funny one. I had to stay up early. I had to stay up late on Friday morning. So normally I go to bed around 8 o'clock in the morning, but I had to stay up because I had to do a conference call and I had some work I had to take care of. So I'm falling asleep and I'm finishing this work and I'm like, okay, I can finally go to bed. Because Friday is usually the day that I forget whatever routine there is and I'm trying to recover from the week. So I get in bed. It's already a couple hours after I normally get to sleep. And I know Penny's going to be wanting to wake me up pretty quick. And so I fall asleep hard for like 5 hours. And then I wake up because the dog's ready to go out for a walk and get her dinner. And I feel like it's Thursday. All week last week, I was off on the days. And I wake up and I'm like, okay, oh my gosh, what games are today? And then it hits me. It took me a good 30 seconds before I remembered it was Friday. And I didn't have to worry about anything to do with sports. So that was the first thing. That was the first clue that things were going to be like stunning on Friday. And then I decide, okay, well, I might as well just check my Twitter and see what's going on. And lo and behold, there's news upon news upon news. And one of the pieces of news was what I just talked about with Dustin from Charlotte. The fact that the Hornets fired their coach, Steve Clifford, who spent 5 seasons there but missed the playoffs the last 2 years. And I think he will be a hot, if not warm, head coaching, no, warm, if not hot, head coaching candidate. But, you know, it's been difficult to make inroads there. I don't think Michael Jordan is part of the problem, but certainly that's a large shadow that's cast. So that was one piece of news. Then the news that Ken Hitchcock of the Dallas Stars is retiring after a really incredible career, which includes a Stanley Cup win. And then, of course, the coup de grace. Wait, is that the phrase? What's the phrase?
Yeah, no, you got it.
Okay, phew. Wow, because it didn't sound right when it's coming out of my mouth. That the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys, cut Dez Bryant.
I have some very urgent and important breaking news.
Yeah, you know, this wouldn't have surprised me if it happened way back at the beginning of free agency when maybe they could have been in on some other wide receivers or, flip side, when Dez could have found himself a new contract somewhere.
Never, I won't ever.
When Dez would have been one of the hottest commodities on the free agent market. I mean, this one, that the timing surprised me more than anything. I kind of thought that by this point, if they hadn't cut him, they weren't going to. But we found out that after a Friday afternoon meeting in which Dez says he was not asked to take a pay cut, meaning the Cowboys had already made up their minds. They weren't negotiating with him. They weren't saying, hey, you know what, if you take a pay cut? Oh, sorry. I'm allergic to Dez. No, I'm just totally.
Oh, yes.
Don't at me. So I don't know where that came from. Maybe I was allergic to pay cuts. Oh, that must be what it is. I'm allergic to pay cuts. Just the mere mention of a pay cut. So Okay, Dez says he wasn't asked to take a pay cut, meaning that the Cowboys had already decided no matter what Dez did, this was what they were going to do. And so he did have an expensive contract, I'll give you that. And the fact that his play has declined over the last couple of years, and there has been an ill fit at times with Dak Prescott, but also the fact that he's had some injuries too. He's not been nearly as explosive. I think you could still call him a number one wide receiver, but there have been large gaps in his production over the last couple of years. He was due $12.5 million in a base salary and was set to cost $16.5 million against the salary cap. Now, Dez swears that he would have taken a pay cut, even though he said very publicly that that was a no way, no how. It was a non-starter for him. But he did an interview after the decision was made and after he found out and after a series of tweets. I'm not going to read them to you. They've been all over the place. In fact, if you want, producer Tom can retweet them. But, I mean, he was taking it personally, and he made it very clear. Again, I was sleeping, so I don't know if this is the case, but I feel like he's the one that broke the news. I felt like that was the vibe that I was getting, is that he's the one that put it out there in his tweets and let people know that this was goodbye and parting with such sweet sorrow, according to Dez. But he did a sit-down interview hours later with Jane Slater on the NFL Network. It was on the show. No. He likes Jane. He was good to Jane on NFL Total Access. And he was relatively calm. But you know, Dez, this is going to be personal motivation for him, because this wasn't his choice. He made it very clear that this was not his choice. And so I found the timing strange, but it sounds like Dez was relatively blindsided.
I'm not trying to call anybody out, but at the same time, you know, this situation was very unfair to me, and I'll put it that way. It was an unfair situation, you know, because, you know, if they did want to, you know, get rid of me, they could have told me that, you know, they could have told me that. And I would have respected that, just like I told Jerry in the meeting, you know. I respect his decision. And to be surprised, you know, I told him that I was surprised, that I'm very unbothered. Like, you know, the way that I feel about the decision, you know, is just, I don't know, man. It is. It's a new chapter for me.
Dez says it was an unfair situation because if they wanted to get rid of me, they could have told me that, and I would have respected that. So it's a little bit like a survivor blindside. Now, he does go on to point a finger in one very specific direction. And we'll get to that in 5 minutes. But Dak Prescott was at a public event, a women's clinic, actually, on Sunday. I get the feeling that Dak's women's clinics and Gronk's women's clinics are probably from opposite ends of the spectrum. That's a total side note. Dak said very clearly that he had no say in this. This wasn't his decision, and he wasn't consulted.
I mean, sad news. That's a brother to me. Put the football stuff behind you. What he meant to me as a person, what he meant to me as a brother. It's tough to see him gone, but shows you, man, it's a business.
It certainly is a business, and there's no such thing as indispensable. There's no such thing as an automatic guarantee, unless, of course, that's what your contract says. And that's not how the NFL works. I did see our friend Joel Corey, who's been on the show before, who's a former agent, but is also a salary cap guru, works for CBS. He said this is one reason why agents should build in the bonuses in either day one or day three of the new year, going back to the first week in March, right? It was March 7th. That maybe rings a bell. It was March. And so that's when, if the bonuses are built in and the team doesn't want to pay a player the bonus that he is due, they'd have to cut him right there in those first few days of the league year, those first few days of free agency, which meant that Dez would have been free free agent. He would have been able to find another deal somewhere. And now you've got a bunch of teams who are up against the cap or don't need a wide receiver. Now, it doesn't mean teams can't make room if they prefer Dez and feel like they have the money to spend. I dare say now he'd be more than willing to take a pay cut, especially if there was a team inside the NFC East that wanted to offer him a job. What do you think? 855-212-4227. I'd love to hear your reaction to the Dez Bryant decision by the Dallas Cowboys. Or you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And who does Dez blame? That's next after our CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yes, we're on great terms.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Third and five from the 13. Prescott, timing route, end zone, up in the air. It's caught! Dez Bryant climbs the imaginary ladder for the touchdown. In a matchup with Breland, and Bryant wins out.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
High and Eagle, Westwood One Radio Network. Dez Bryant, no longer a Dallas Cowboy, but he indicated that he would see them twice a year, so maybe he has a team in mind. What do you think about the split? Do you want Dez on your team? That's another, I think, critical question. Not that fans really have much say in it, but do you want Dez Bryant on your team? Would you take him as your top wide receiver right now? And if not your top, what about a two? And I get that Dez has got a big personality, right? He's one of the diva wide receivers that we have dotting the NFL. But that doesn't mean he can't still be productive, and it doesn't mean he's not talented. But do you want him on your team? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. So Dez does want to play for an NFC East team, so you can see the Dallas Cowboys twice a year. He told Jane Slater in their exclusive conversation on Friday on the NFL Network that the NFC East was a, and I quote, huge possibility. And he used the word personal more than once. It's personal. It's very personal. Now, who does he blame for this divorce, for this parting of ways? By the way, this is not one of those times where we can use our faux quotation marks. Mutual parting of ways. Nope. There's no one able to release any kind of a statement from the Cowboys indicating this was a mutual decision. They've mutually agreed to end their relationship, to dissolve their relationship.
And we will just kind of...
very tenable.
Oh, yes, we're on great terms.
So Dez usurped any statement the Cowboys might have made about how we appreciate him, we've decided to go our separate ways. It's like a celebrity marriage, right? There's never going to be a statement that places blame, because the whole idea is to keep the media out of sniffing around and trying to figure out what happened and if someone cheated and blah, 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 blah. But in this case, Dez right away tweeted and had this conversation with Jane Slater to indicate on no uncertain terms, this was not his decision. Now, he does have a theory as to why this took place. And so Jane Slater kind of pressed him to open up a little bit more once he blamed the Garrett guys. The Garrett guys, Jason Garrett being the head coach, he says they were the ones who spearheaded this decision to cut him on Friday.
I won't put no names out, but they know. And I want them to know on this air that, I know. I'll shoot them a text message and let them know. And little do they know is, they can wear that seat all they want to. But in that locker room, they know who they run and they talk to. They know who they communicate with. Everybody know what a real love is at. And I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but that's the difference between me and them.
So Dez says, they know that I know that they know that I know.
Everybody know.
That they know that I know that they know that I know. There was a conversation or an exchange, too, between Jane and Dez about him not being named a Cowboys team captain. And he said it's because of their personal feelings about him. He said it was personal. It wasn't about work. It wasn't business. This was personal. And he admitted to Jane Slater on NFL Network in the same interview, he didn't understand why he wouldn't be a team captain. He says his teammates didn't even understand that decision.
And little do they know is everybody know.
Everybody know that they know that I know that they know that I know.
I know.
I know too. Now we all know. So Jane Slater on NFL Network got the exclusive interview. I want to make sure I keep mentioning that just because she's the one that had to sit down with him. It is on NFL.com, and this is just a couple excerpts of it. But again, Dak Prescott on Sunday got cornered and was asked, how much of a role did you play in this decision? How much did you have a say?
I'm in my second year, you know what I mean? So, I mean, as much as you want to say, yeah, I want to say so or whatever, this and that, you know what I'm saying? Those guys get paid a lot more than me. That's what those guys are there to do. That's not my decision.
Well, they do now just because you're under your rookie contract, but fairly soon they will not be paid more than you are. So then you wouldn't be able to drop the line that's above my pay grade. That's one of my favorite lines to use when people ask me why this, why that, why the other thing about the network. Like, man, I have no idea. I don't get paid to make those decisions. And when I say it, I mean it. There are many, many, many more rungs on the ladder where the pay scale is concerned. All right, so find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Let's see. This is a tweet from R.P. Kinkle. I don't know if that's his real name. Dez has the same mindset as many diva wide receivers before him that were at one time dominant. Andre Rison, T.O., Moss, Keyshawn, DeSean Jackson, etc. But he's a competitor and will be a good addition to whoever signs him if he accepts he is not a number one. I mean, who cares? No one's going to write that in the contract. You're not a number one wide receiver. You have to accept being number two. Who cares? The thing is, if he gets a new deal, if he finds a new home, he's going to be so unbelievably motivated that he may just turn himself back into a number one wide receiver. Get him on the roster. Let him get healthy. Let him go to work. And you may be surprised at how productive this man is.
You play football. I don't know how you get better playing football without playing football.
Just give him a chance to play football. There has never been a larger fire lit under his rear end than there will be in the 2018 season. And Dez has got a lot to prove. Always. He's a guy who plays with a chip on his shoulder. Whether it's the NFC East or whether it's another division, this guy is out to make a point. You will never see a more motivated Dez Bryant than you will once he finds a new home and a new uniform. No, I know. I know that you know that I know that you know that I know that they know.
Do they know is everybody know I know.
I know where the real love is at. I'm with you, man. But I was teaching first and second graders on Sunday in church, and one of the little boys did this to me. I don't even know how to describe this. The two fingers, all right? So like the V for victory, you're making that sign, only you point them toward your eyes, and then you point them back at the other person's eyes, like essentially to show that we're on the same wavelength and we're connected. You know, do I need to put like a GIF? Can you find the GIF? Can you find a GIF of this, please? But again, the V, but you're not, it's not the victory sign. It's like you're just holding up the two fingers and they're forming a V, but your thumb is closer to your face. With me here. Be with me here. And then you don't poke yourself in the eye, but you kind of put those two fingers near your eyeballs like you're gonna. And then you swing them out wide and you point them at the other person's eyeballs.
I know.
I know. No, I know that you know that I know that you know. And Dez,
everybody know.
We are on the same wavelength. I'm going to have to make a GIF of myself doing this. That's what's going to have to happen.
I already tweeted one.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right, I got to check it out. Anyway, I don't even know why I had to describe that, but that's just how I feel about this. We all know what's going on here, Dez.
I know.
The Garrett guys may not know what in the Sam Hill you're talking about, but we all know. All right, we'll get to your calls next. 855-212-4227. Do you want Dez Bryant on your team?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I know that you know that I know that you know that I know that it's the Garrett guys and that it's personal. Dez Bryant, he's a man on a mission. Would you take him as your new starting wide receiver? I don't care if it's a one. I don't care if it's a two. He's not really a slot guy. But you get my point. Find a spot for him on the field, and I believe he will be uber motivated. Would you take him? We've got a poll up on Twitter now, on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, plus I retweeted, yes, please, no way, only at a major bargain, to which I say, it's not my money. My team wants to go out and spend the money. Have at it, because I believe this could be a career year for the guy. And if not a career year, then definitely his best year in quite a while. He needs a QB who can chuck the ball at him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Also, I appreciate your gifts. The Riley Curry gif is fantastic. Producer Tom retweeted that too, but it's perfect. It's her walking into one of those original press conferences that she went to when the first year that they were winning the NBA title, and when Steph would bring her on. She was two, I think, at the time, before they had their second daughter, and she was hysterical.
It's entertaining basketball, but it's we're both supposed to, you know.
That's too loud, Daddy.
I know. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Be quiet.
How many times we played that? Just because that's so exactly what my daughter would say to me, like, shh, why are you so loud? She's adorable. Anyway, there's a gif of her doing the move with the fingers. It needs a name. Like, we got the, you know, the victory sign. We've got the Longhorns, Hook'em horns. We got the sign of the devil, for heaven's sakes. There's all kinds of hand motions that have, like, names. This one needs a name, the motion. By the way, I'm going to tell you the truth. I did take a video of me doing it, but I don't think I can post it. I look like a total goofball. So you're just going to have to know that I know that you know that I know that you know that I know that I can do this move and that you know what I'm talking about. 855-212-4227 is CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Stefan is listening in Virginia. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, how about the Lions?
I was like, for a second, my brain was like, wait a minute, what? I don't want to talk about the Lions. Oh, but
no,
you mean for Dez Bryant, right?
LeGarrette Blount already said he'd take them, which doesn't mean anything to anybody, but we don't have squat. We've been rebuilding since 57. What do we got to lose? They play Dallas in Dallas this year, and they might play him twice if they both make the playoffs.
I kind of feel like that Dez is definitely checking the schedule. If there is no NFC East landing spot for him, then he's checking the schedule to see which teams Dallas plays next year.
Stafford will get him the ball. It seems like if you get him the ball, he produces.
Oh, agreed. Now, he's got to be fully healthy. That's one piece. That's a part of what's happened over the last couple of years, is that he hasn't been healthy. He's really battled some foot injuries, la, 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 and not quite as explosive. But I would agree with you. He needs a QB who's going to chuck him the ball and who is going to be able to get it downfield.
Hey, we're not shy. We'll take him. The Motor City will have him. That's all I know.
All right. It's not your money. What do you care? Just give the man a contract.
Exactly.
All right,
that
cool.
Move, that iMove is from Meet the Parents.
Right, but what's it called?
Yeah,
I don't care where it's from.
The actor. We're going to name it after the actor. I forget his name.
We'll call it the De Niro?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right, Stefan.
Love the show. Have fun.
Thanks so much. Steve is in South Carolina. I always have fun. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio. Steve, this is your one shot to be famous.
Hello?
So close to hanging up on you.
Yeah, the Redskins just signed Dez Bryant.
Okay. I have a hard time hearing you. Are you on a speakerphone? Bluetooth?
The Redskins just signed Dez Bryant to a contract.
Oh, okay. So are you a Redskins fan?
Yes, big Redskins fan. I think it'd be a good move for Dan Snyder to rub it in Jerry Jones' face and just sign Dez Bryant.
Okay, but would he be worth it, though? I mean, I get that Dan Snyder likes to throw money around for guys that aren't worth it, but do you think
I think it'd be worth it because they're rivals and everything, and, you know, it'd be a good way for Dan Snyder to rub it in Jerry Jones' face, and I think he could help the Redskins.
Yeah, I mean, I think he can help whatever team he goes to. As long as he's healthy, I feel like there's no doubt this is a guy who is going to want to show the Cowboys and pretty much everybody else who's watching that they made a big mistake.
And anyway, Dan's not a waste his money anyway, so what the hell, rubbing in somebody's face, you know?
Yeah. Well, they got to have a spot for him, though. Would be one part of it. Paul Richardson being a part of their not that anyone's going to look at Paul Richardson and say, oh, he's better than Dez Bryant. But Jamison Crowder, too, right? And then Josh Doctson. Unless something's changed since the last time I looked at the Redskins roster.
I think he could definitely help us and everything. Like I said, you know, if him and Alex Smith could get along, I mean, that'd be the big key.
Yeah. It's got to be super easy to get along with Alex Smith, at least in my opinion. He doesn't feel like he makes a lot of waves.
I mean, Alex Smith is a pushover anyway, so it'd be Dez Bryant's team anyway.
See, that's not what the Redskins want. And I don't know if that would be the case about Dez now. I feel like Dez is probably going to be on his best behavior again, just because he wants this to work out so badly.
Yeah, well, I like to see it happen. I think it can help anyway. So I'm a big fan of yours. And,
I appreciate that, Steve. Okay. Have a great day. A manic Monday, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Joe says, not in Cleveland. Already have a head case in Josh Gordon. Yeah, I mean, I hesitate to use the word head case. There have certainly been times when Dez has allowed his emotions to get the best of him. And when Dez has exploded and has had it way too quick of a trigger. I get that. People also mature. And he's definitely not the same guy he was when he first got into the league. Now, if he's right about the Cowboys and the reason they didn't make him a captain because of those emotional outbursts, then maybe that's something else he wants to change the narrative around, right? He said in this interview with Jane Slater, he's tired of being a scapegoat. He says, I want to prove, and I'm going to continue to keep proving that on and off the field. Talks about his strong faith and his strong belief in himself. And he's definitely going to need to have that. He also, I thought this was interesting too. And I believe this about Jerry Jones. Dez said he's sure this was a really tough decision for Jerry because Jerry loved him and that he loves Jerry too. And so he didn't blame Jerry for this. He actually singled out Jerry and said it would have been five or six guys at the table against him. Again, if you missed that conversation with Jane Slater on Friday, it's on NFL.com. And she did an exclusive sit down. And that's saying something because he was willing to talk to her and to open up. Of course, he was willing to talk, but he was willing to talk to her and be real honest. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Josh is in Dallas. Josh, what's your reaction?
Man, I am so tired of the Jerry Jones, Jason Garrett Cowboys. They ran arguably the best receiver we've had in history besides like Michael Irvin and Drew Pearson out of Dallas. And I don't understand why. I mean, I get that it wasn't working out, but I can't take any more of these Jerry Jones decisions, man. It's driving me up the wall.
Well, what if it's not a Jerry Jones decision, like Dez said? What if he got shouted down?
Well, I mean, it's his team.
Right.
He's made that abundantly clear, you know. So anything that happens, you know, it's a fallout of Jerry's, and you know, ultimately, he's responsible. He's accountable.
Well, I know, but he also wanted to draft Johnny Manziel and got shouted down.
Well, praise God for that.
I know. Seriously, I'm with you, man.
As a lifelong Aggie fan, praise God for that. But I mean, I'm telling you, man, these bonehead moves, they just, I mean, you can't live off of three Super Bowls in the 90s forever, you know? Those happened when I was like 7. And so, now I'm in my 30s. Yeah. I'm tired of it. I want a championship.
Oh, do you're something. So old. What do you think that the Cowboys should have done? If you were in their shoes, what would you have done?
Well, I mean, my experience of owning a team is fantasy, but I will say that at least offer the man a pay cut. You know, he is very, very much a leader in the locker room, even if it's just from a passion side. He gets the team up and going.
Fired, yeah.
Offer a pay cut or something, you know? Okay. I mean, let him stick around.
Try to work it out. I think the timing sucks. I mean, if they really Seriously. Liked him, then they should have done this a long time ago so that he could have found another team a little more easily.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Really sucks that they did him that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, Josh, thanks so much for weighing in.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it.
855-212-4227 or on Twitter, A-Law Radio, which, you know, I'm not sure what right now is getting more tweets. The I move, which Devin says is best described as I'm watching you. That's true. That's true. But I kind of feel like it's the also when you point to the other person's eyes, God, we're on the same page here, man. I got you. But I could be wrong, and I could just be using it for my own purposes, in which case you definitely don't want to listen to me. Let's see. In 2017, Dez played all 16 games, 838 yards. He'd been injured in 16 and 15, so he did not play the full season. In the games he did play, he was hurt. Going back to 14 is the last time he had a season in which he was over 1,000 yards and had double-figure touchdowns. 1,320 yards in 2014, 16 TDs. You know, there is another piece to this. Tony Romo is no longer his quarterback, and it's a completely different offense when it's Dak Prescott. So, do you want Dez on your team? That's our question. A-Law Radio. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.